going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, once again, winter is here. Oh, it feels good to be vindicated on a particular topic that I covered during the pandemic. Now, let's take a trip back to August 5th, 2021, where I put out a video called I Got Egg on My Face, for now. In that video, I talked about how the CDC came through with a very last second extension on the rent moratoriums that were set to expire. However, now I have been thoroughly vindicated. I've been waiting ever so patiently for this particular article to come. And yes, patience is a good thing. Now, this article was published on the 10th of August. Evictions spiking as assistance and protections disappear. Uh-oh! Gentlemen, as you all know, this right here is a critical piece of information that puts it all into perspective. And what do I mean? I'm going to talk about that later. Now, just to dump some more snow onto this avalanche, there was an article put out earlier this year that I'm also going to put into the description box that flat out says that Black women will be facing evictions more than any other group. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Eviction filings nationwide have steadily risen in recent months and are approaching or exceeding pre-pandemic levels in many cities and states. Yeah, gentlemen, you know a whole lot of hey, big head, hey, stranger texts and calls are going to be going out, and the numbers are going to be astronomical. That's in stark contrast to the pandemic, when state and federal moratoriums on evictions combined with $46.5 billion in federal emergency rental assistance kept millions of families housed. Now, in regards to that $46.5 billion, we know that the overwhelming majority of that money did not get issued. As a matter of fact, a lot of that money ended up getting circled and funneled where? Big corporations. So the rank and file average person did not get any of that money. I'm not going to say any. If they did, they got the leftovers. They got the crumbs. Quote unquote, I really think this is the tip of the iceberg. Shannon McKenzie, executive director of Colorado Poverty Law Project, said of June filings in Denver, which were about 24% higher than the same time 3 years ago. Our numbers of evictions are increasing every month at an astonishing rate, and I just don't see that abating any time soon. Oh, gentlemen, this is wonderful. Now, of course, I have zero sympathy for people who find themselves in these positions. Not all, but the overwhelming majority of people in these positions to be evicted was because decisions that they made. According to the Eviction Lab, several cities are running far above historic averages, with Minneapolis, St. Paul, 91% higher in June. Las Vegas, up 56%. Hartford, Connecticut, up 32%. And Jacksonville, Florida, up 17%. In Maricopa County, home to Phoenix, eviction filings in July were the highest in 13 years, officials said. Some legal advocates said the sharp increase in housing prices due to inflation is partly to blame. No shit, Sherlock. Rental prices nationwide are up nearly 15% from a year ago and almost 25% from 2019, according to the real estate company Zillow. Rental vacancy rates, meanwhile, have declined to a 35-year low of 5.8%, according to the Census Bureau. A report last month from the National Low Income Housing Coalition found that a tenant working full-time needs to make nearly $26 an hour on average nationally to afford a modest two-bedroom rental and $21.25 for a one-bedroom. The federal minimum wage is $7.25 an hour. Yeah. Why is that? Why is the one thing that has never been addressed is the outright overcharging for homes, for rentals, for housing? Why is the one thing that has never been on any politician's agenda is to find a way to lower the cost of living? Gotta keep the low and middle income people fighting amongst themselves for what little scraps that they can get. Quote unquote, landlords are raising the rent and making it very unaffordable for tenants to stay, said Mary Claire Tran Luong, the Eviction Initiative Project Director for the National Housing Law Project. You see how they're trying to lay this at the feet of the landlords? However, here's the very important question that I would ask. Why are landlords raising rent? Well, that goes right back to Big Daddy government telling the landlords during the quote unquote pandemic that they could not evict tenants. Some people chose of their own free will and volition to not pay their rent. So landlords across the country were taking huge L's. They knew they had problem tenants, but guess what? They couldn't evict them. So once again, I have zero sympathy for those tenants who chose to not pay their rent and are now facing evictions. Guess what? Pay your rent or get the fuck out. Yeah, I've seen some evictions from my apartment complex. And guess what? I had zero sympathy for them. Yeah, a lot of those tenants simply chose not to pay their rent. And guess what? Couldn't get rid of them until now. Inflation has really shrunk the supply of housing that is available for people with the lowest income, she added. Without more protections in place, which not all states have, a lot of those families will be rendered homeless. Once again, people like this did not think further down the line. As long as things were all good and they were able to say, "Ooh, I'm doing good in life." Now, I wonder where the quote unquote "holes is winning" crowd is. Yeah. A lot of these people, particularly women, they could have alleviated all of this by doing one critical thing: getting a good man, being submissive to that man, catering to that man, and letting that man actually be what he's wanted to be, which is a protector and a provider. But oh, no. Modern women can't do that. So guess what? Let their asses suffer. Patrick McLeod, chief executive officer of the Virginia Apartment Management Association, said the trend is a return to normal. Quote unquote, "No one likes evictions, but they are in some ways a reset to the economy." McLeod said, adding that evictions have been, quote unquote, "artificially depressed." Once again, Big Daddy government telling landlords that they cannot get rid of problem tenants. Housing is based on supply and demand. And when no one moves and you have no vacancies, you have a tight market and prices go up. Graham Bowman, a staff attorney with Legal Aid Society of Columbus, Ohio, said evictions there are rising, 15% above historic averages in June alone, at a time where there are fewer places for those forced out to go. Well, to the streets they go. Some lawmakers said the answer is a permanent rental assistance program. Good luck with that. A bill introduced in July would provide $3 billion annually for rental assistance and fund services to keep families housed. A study commissioned by the National Apartment Association and the National Multifamily Housing Council says the answer is building 4.3 million apartments by 2035. Once again, good luck with that. You do not have the critical things needed to build those houses. First and foremost, you don't have enough men who will be willing to work construction for those houses. What about materials that we don't have? A supply chain that is pretty much on a stranglehold right now. Yeah, good luck with that. Other advocates called for permanent legal protections like right to counsel for tenants or eviction diversion programs to resolve evictions before they reach the courts. Once again, winter is here. Now, gentlemen, as you can no doubt tell by so many women on TikTok talking about, "Oh, I don't want to be strong and independent no more. Oh, I'm so tired. Oh, I just need a little bit of help." Yeah, no. For all you strong and independent women out there, guess what? You're going to be put to the test. And yes, it is going to be wonderful watching this shit show. Once again, I have zero sympathy for particularly women and particularly single mothers who put themselves in this position. Now, I could go into the sob stories that are attached to this article. However, I'm not going to do that. I'll let you go ahead and do that for yourself, gents. But yeah, hey, winter is here. A lot of women are going to be made to suffer. And guess what, gentlemen? You have no obligation to help. They've said for many, many decades that they were strong, independent. They didn't need no man, blah, 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 blah. So yeah, guess what? Gentlemen, turn your hearts into Siberian winters. Freeze them out. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read both of the articles. Let me know what you guys think. And to the ladies who are about to get returned to the streets, the power for you, socially, politically, has gone out. Feminism has gone out right along with it. And now that cold winter will be upon you. And guess what? You have no one to blame but yourself. So enjoy. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.